Last night I had the strangest dream. Okay, that sounds more familiar. You know, we are having a peace concert on December the 7th, and it is really shaping up to be something wonderful, miraculous, and there's so many people who have volunteered to be part of it. And I had said that, just to remind everyone, every Sunday I'll sing something that has peace in it. This song was written by Ed McCurdy, who is became a very famous folk singer. It was written, I know it, many of you know it from the Vietnam era. It was actually written in 1950, sort of sandwiched in between the end of World War II and the beginning of the Korean War. It's been sung in 76 languages. This is a song that talks about a dream. Now, we can dream or we can have a vision. So I like to think of this song more as a vision. And a vision, unlike a dream is kind of the beginning concept. But the vision is the work behind it. The vision is the intent. So I want, as you listen to these words, many of them will be very familiar. Just close your eyes and put an intent behind the words. The images of the song are very, very simple. So I think in the next couple of weeks, if we can just really intend, get that vibration of intention moving. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the papers all were signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and the guns and swords and uniforms were scattered all around. Last night I had the strangest dream I'd ever had before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an
Thank you for such a beautiful song, Bonnie. And now it's time for our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
morning. What a beautiful song. What a beautiful miracle moment. What a beautiful congregation. We have so many talented people here. And to see all the volunteers for the peace concert, it's just amazing. So I'm going to give a little plug for the peace concert. I've heard just a little bit of it on Wednesday night. When I sat here, I honestly got goosebumps. It's so beautiful. It's so transforming. Please come. It's life-changing. It truly is. Last week, I was sitting early in the morning, and I hope I can remember this. I received some information from Spirit, and it was about the peace concert. And it was talking about how the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the veil is thinner this time of year, more than any other time, because that's when people are so grateful, their hearts are open, and they're so giving and so loving. And so many, many things can be settled at this time because people's hearts are opened. And it was talking about a gathering of light, a gathering of community, of souls and spirits, physical spirits, you coming together with your light, celebrating in a prayer celebration of light. So please come. That was so beautiful. It was so wonderful to see all the light and the love, and really it was coming from all of you. In the song this morning, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a soul like me. Amazing grace that allows us to know that we're really remarkable, wonderful people. That within us is given that seed of the divine that is transforming. But until we get to that point that we really do understand it, many times we're blinded by the fact. Many times we ask for this, we ask for that, we pray for this, we pray for that. And if there were people taking our orders, can you imagine how confused they would be, running all over, starting this, starting that? Really, we almost sabotage ourselves by not knowing how to ask and what to ask for. That's why I found the solution for me a long time ago. Help me develop my divine design and just leave it up to the universe. But one thing I do know, you have to knock. You have to ask. You have to want it. You have to do something. You have to want it, and you have to be open to whatever happens when it comes to you. When we're talking about peace and we're talking about manifesting, it says in the Bible, Jesus spoke about a house divided cannot stand. Well, many times we say we're loving, but we have unresolved things within our consciousness that bother us. Sometimes at Christmas and Thanksgiving when we're around family again. And we must realize that everything that enters our awareness or our experience in this human form is a lesson for us. And it's also something that we set forth ourselves by wrong thinking or something we wanted to experience to learn from. To learn spiritually from. But you know, as long as we have those blocks, we can't find that power that we really are longing for. We can't find that power that it just allows that God energy to flow through us, which, by the way, I see happening here. It's beautiful. You will see it at the Peace Concert. But there's an analogy that has been given to this. If you pour water, or water spilled, it just flows slowly wherever it goes. Downhill, somewhere, it has no power. Until at last it finds its channel, and then it rushes. It rushes away. That's the way we are. when we allow our consciousness to be open and we've settled the score of what someone else did to us, and we realize we've learned from that, and we forgive those in ourselves and go on with our life, then that God power can flow with more energy within us. And those things that we are longing for comes rapidly, seemingly from nowhere. But we know there are banks of God energy stored for us as we think and we live and how we act and how our emotions are. Our emotions are very powerful. Spirit used to talk about enthusiasm is the most powerful emotion we can ever have. So if there's something that you're wanting to come into your life or something you're wanting to manifest, be enthusiastic about it. It has more power. Be enthusiastic. See yourself in that situation. Jesus spoke, go about as though it has happened. He had already settled his score. And many of the other prophets too. It's just I'm using him as an example. And be enthusiastic and grateful for it. And go about. Don't look why it's not happening. Know that it is going to happen. But there's one thing too that we don't realize is we've had many, many, many teachers in the world. And sometimes our beginning spiritual teachers sometimes might have instilled in us a fear factor. And we had a belief that was not true. Well, you know, many times we have someone else that we have seen that has a light, that's in an inspiration to us. Someone we go, oh, I wish my life could be like that. Their life seems so happy. I wish I could be like that. Well, that God power, that God energy wants you to have that. It's recognizing it. Look toward the light of successful people and let those fear mongers go, because they didn't know any better. They're blind to the fact that we're all wonderfully made. We're all wonderfully, perfectly, beautifully made with a plan. And the plan has never been out there. The plan has always been within us, in that secret place of the Most High, where you can come and speak to your God and ask and knock. And that's where the answers begin to come. And as these negative things surface, let them go and be grateful. Let them go. It's all right. What works for someone else might not necessarily work for you or me. But when you find that power, and it's in that it begins to be channeled and focused, that's when life takes on an all new meaning. When I was sitting back there, I was trying to meditate, and I couldn't meditate. And I told Scott, I said, I'm so excited, I just can't seem to be in there, but I don't know what I'm excited about. Well, all you have to do is come out here and listen to a few miracle moments and inspiration. And you know, things change so beautifully when we ask. And last week, Pat asks. I know we've got more money than what we needed for the down payment. And now we're working on the propane. You see, life is all about humility and giving up the ego and working as a group. And when any organization does that, there's the working of love and that God inspiration. No matter what name you give to God, it matters not. That higher power. Because there's truth and there's love in many forms, not just here. There's truth and love and light bearers all over this planet. And so today, I just want to say thank you.